My name is Gary Donnelly, and welcome to Books Today. Today's book is the masterful biography of the actor Richard Tallows, viewed by fellow thespian Tarquin McPherson. And Tarquin's here with me now.
Hello.
Tarquin, in your career as an actor,
yes,
have you ever worked with the author?
To say I worked with him would be something of an exaggeration. When I work with people, I tend to remember them.
Yes, yes.
Be it a mannerism, a way of speaking, a small fight.
But have you actually worked with the author?
No.
Right. Have you seen any of his work?
Well, to be honest, it's not the sort of thing that I'm into. Instead, he does a lot of sitcoms, romantic comedies, and West End farce.
Yes, yes.
Such things are of little or no interest to me and render this somewhat moribund.
So you're not interested in him?
No.
Not interested in his career?
Not really, no.
The book that we have is 600 pages. It's, but I'll leave it to you. Describe the book.
It's a book consisting of stories, anecdotes, and a life in theatre found in 1,013 pages each, approximately 7 inches by 5 inches, with the Anglo-Saxon text, beautifully laid out in Times New Roman.
I was looking more of a sort of overview of it, of the contents.
Oh, an overview. Dear boy, I misunderstood you.
Do you actually know what the book is?
Well, yes, I've got it in my hand.
Yes, but have you actually read it?
Well, of course I've read it. When you rang me up, the first thing I did was rush out and buy a copy. I devoured it in one sitting.
1,013 pages in one sitting.
Yes, yes.
If I was to turn to page, let's see, 718, we're in Denmark, and we're in the theatre in the central city of Denmark. He's with Alan Rickman. What would that story be about?
Oh, that story.
Yes, that story. Yes,
it's very amusing, I think.
Really?
Yes.
Part about the author's mother dying and...
it was rather comical, you have to admit.
There's nothing comical that I can see about being run over by a fire engine.
Well, no, but it was very theatrical. It was quite fitting for somebody of his...
You don't remember that story?
Of course I remember the story. That sort of story is the sort of story you dine out on for years.
Tell the story.
I read the story about Rickman the other day. Oh, he was in Denmark. Yes, and Richard was with him. That bloke who wrote the book, you know. Yes. No, I didn't think much of it either, no. Anyway... And I...
Just making a selection of random noises. You're not on the West End stage now. All right, let's try another part of the book. Page 86, and he's in the Royal Academy of Dramatic Art, and rather funny incident happened at the second year. Would you like to tell us about that?
Yes. Oh, yes, he was in his second year, and... rather funny incident happened. You'll never believe it. I chuckle just thinking about
yes,
it.
Yes, well, never mind chuckling. Just tell us what the incident is.
Oh, it's worth it. Anyway, he's in the Royal Academy of Dramatic Art.
Yes.
And he'd only just completed his second year.
Yes.
The second year, of course, coming so soon after the first year as it tends to.
Yes.
Anyway, he'd just completed his second year, as I say.
Yes, I remember that. Come on, quick.
And, something frightfully me too. Was that the phone? Was it for me?
Tarquin, have you read the book at all?
Of course. Of course, it was, no.
Tarquin McPherson, thank you very much.
Pleasure, dear boy, pleasure.